tax season. It's not something that we really enjoy, but we've got to talk about some of those things that we should really consider while it's at top of mind, because it's going to help us get prepared financially, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people, well, number one, you know, it's not fun. So we'll just take that off the table right off the beginning. But yeah, as we think about our taxes, it's something we have to do every year. A lot of us like to procrastinate it, but really it's something that we should dive into sooner, especially this year, which we'll get to that point. But our taxes play such a key role in the rest of our financial plan. And since we're already having to dive in, like you said this weekend, you were pulling things together. You're having to think about what accounts you have. You're having to think about a lot of aspects of your financial life in order to get ready for taxes. And it just makes sense to use this time to also incorporate our financial planning and thinking about the other things we need to be doing with our financial picture, because we're already in that process anyway. So it's a whole lot easier to just continue just a little bit farther and make sure we're seeing the full picture rather than just doing our taxes and forgetting the rest and then wishing we had picked it up at some other point in the year, but it just seems too daunting that we don't want to do it at that point either.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when we look at our past year, the prior year, that gives us kind of a good opportunity to see how things went. But now that we're looking at this, why do we need to review those plans, Brad?
Well, this year is going to be absolutely important because so many tax laws changed in 2018. And we saw so many changes. The standard deduction basically doubled. So just like you saw in your situation, it may not make sense to itemize right now. So with that change, that's a huge one. Child tax credits basically doubled. Tax rates lowered in a lot of situations. And then some other deductions and exemptions were actually eliminated. And that's why we saw the increases in other places. So essentially, the math has changed. And since the math has changed, it's important to understand how that's going to impact our situation, because a lot of people are going to be surprised by how much or how little they get back this year. And that could be because of how much you were forced to pay in last year. So maybe you paid in less, but that could also mean you're going to get less back as a refund because less went in to begin with. But others may owe because the changes, the math didn't work out in their favor, and the things that they had been doing in the past caused them to owe more this year with the new math. So we need to figure that out as early as we possibly can, because if we figure it out in February or March, then that gives us more months in the year to be able to compensate for that and not have to get hit with this big catch-up that has to take place over a shorter period of time. So I encourage people to do their taxes earlier, figure out what that situation looks like for them for 2018 and how that's going to correspond into 2019. So if you figure out 2018, 2019 is going to have a lot of the same math, the same rules, just some minor adjustments. So it's important to understand what's going on with our tax return for 2018 and be able to incorporate that into the next year.
Brad, you mentioned some of the changes that are taking place and the rules and the math used in our taxes, which I'm kind of upset to know that math has changed because I struggle enough with the way it's always been. What are some of the opportunities that people should consider if they're looking to save some money on taxes next year?
Yeah, it is kind of frustrating sometimes when you work so hard, you think you finally got it figured out, and then everything just changes. So they shuffle everything around. So one of the big things is going to be that standard deduction amount. So basically, the standard deduction is the amount of deductions that the IRS basically gives us without having to add up receipts and expenses and come up with a list on our own. And that number basically doubled, and now it's actually going up a little bit more this year. So for an individual, you would have to come up with itemized deductions greater than $12,200 to get benefit from itemizing and adding up your receipts. For a married couple, it's $24,400. So those are some big hurdles to cross. So if you're talking mortgage interest, your charitable deductions, all those things would have to add up to a bigger amount than that. So what I would tell people to do is look at what would have your number come up to, even if it's just a rough ballpark. If you're getting close to that itemized deduction amount where you would get a benefit, then it's time to have a conversation with a professional and find out, can I move deductions from what would have been just 1 year, can I put 2 years together potentially? So maybe before the end of the year, you start doing some charitable funding for the next year so that you can get over that hump and get an actual deduction that benefits you. And then the next year, you don't itemize. So you can do what they call bunching, where you're lumping deductions from 2 years into one single year so that you get a greater benefit. So that might be one thing. you can always consider either pre-tax or tax-deductible retirement plan contributions. So we're always looking for ways that we can get a tax benefit when we're trying to set money aside for our future. And that may be a workplace plan, it may be a deductible IRA that you set up on your own. Those are types of things you can do where basically your income is being used and funneled into a retirement account for you before taxes. So that takes a little bit of the tax consequence off the table. And then some people will be able to look for tax credits as well. So let's say you have young children and you're trying to save for their college. In Indiana, we get a tax credit for funding the 529 plan. So you can consider doing that and get a credit back on your state tax, your state tax return. And then lower income individuals, if they have the capacity to save, there's actually credits available for them for saving in retirement plans as well. Whether that be in a pre-tax plan or even a Roth IRA, they can qualify for tax credits for saving into those plans. So just a little more incentive to help lower income people actually build up a retirement as well.
Well, Brad, if I'm going to get a tax refund, what do you think I should do with that cash? Because, you know, I mean, I'm going to be flush with cash, right? You know, big return this year, probably. Not.
27 cents or
yeah,
whatever. You know,
yeah. So what do I do with that tax money?
Well, it's easy to get tempted to spend it. And that's what a lot of people do. They look at it just like you described it. I'm getting this lump of cash. What fun can I have with it?
Yeah.
But any time we've got new money coming in, my key goal is don't waste it. Mm-hmm. This is money that's being dropped in your hand. Make sure you have a plan for it before you ever receive it. So if you go and do your taxes, you see a refund is coming, don't consider that cash in hand to spend. Step back and review everything that's going on. You may want to use it to fund your retirement, or not retirement, you may want to use it to fund your emergency fund. So maybe you don't have a good emergency fund and you're right on the verge of, if you missed a paycheck, you'd be forced into debt. Well, maybe you need to use that refund to be able to fund an emergency fund for once. Maybe you use it to pay off some debt. And I accidentally said retirement funds earlier, but, you know, even if you're wanting to use it to actually get a little bit more set aside for retirement or your kids' 529 for college, any of those types of things, figure out what your priority order is. And you can take a little bit of it and go have some fun with it, but make sure that your bigger plan is being accomplished. And, yeah, for people where the math is changing, it may be unexpectedly bigger than they thought it was going to be this year. If so, use it to your advantage. Make sure you're making the most of it. And I will, since we're talking about refunds, I want to just mention that I typically don't like to see people getting really big refunds, and there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, you didn't get the value of the money during the year. So if you're trying to save or trying to pay off debt, it's typically better to get that money as soon as possible so that you're reducing the interest you're paying and getting that money set aside for your benefit rather than letting the government have it until the next spring. And there's also tax fraud, and we even saw the government shutdown this year was going to delay refunds until they opened it back up. So there's always risk on, am I even going to get that refund, or is it going to be longer than I had planned on? So you can't always count on that money coming back to you exactly when you thought. So better to get it in your hands first. I like a small refund so I don't end up paying, but I don't like a really big refund because, again, that's money I could have used in a better way. And, once we're looking at 2018, adjustments are going to be easiest done in your tax withholdings. So when you look at your paycheck, what withholdings are coming out of that and being set aside to pay your taxes throughout the year? And the IRS has a great withholding calculator that you can get to at irs.gov is their website. And you can go in there and actually take your pay stub, have it sitting in front of you, and enter in the numbers from it at any point in the year. And it'll give you a pretty good understanding of where you stand on the taxes you've paid so far and what you're ultimately going to owe and whether or not you need to change those withholdings. So it's a nice resource, and it allows us just at any point in the year, we can just take a quick review. So typically if people are making changes, I tell them to go in there and review it a couple times during that year and make sure they're still on track.
Well, Brad, this is all really good stuff. You know, years ago, I used to think about that, and I'd be like, oh, I'm getting this massive, you know, refund this year. And then somebody pointed out to me, they were like, but that just means they have your money all year, and they're just getting interest on it when you could have been, dummy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, I don't know. You know, you got to really think these things through. And these are really important points that a lot of us don't really dig into because it's not top of mind, right? It's this is why we need professionals like you involved in our lives so we could be good stewards over what God has given us.
That's right. It always sounds confusing, especially taxes, but it's really not that bad if you just ask some questions and try to get a little better understanding each year. And you may not understand your taxes completely this year, but if you just continue to ask questions and just look a little bit farther each year, after 3, 4, 5 years, you're going to have a pretty good understanding, and then you're just more educated and you can be a better steward.